So let's greet Mother Earth. And feel our energy connecting with the planet, with the energy below the surface where our feet are planted. Now, as we do this, as we connect to the magnetic core of the planet, it's like homecoming. It's like coming home to Mother in the best sense of Mother that there is. And it's reciprocal. In other words, we feel wonderful returning to the Mother, and the Mother feels wonderful that we're returning to her. So we bring a presence that awakens the love that awakens the joy of living, of life energies. And so it's a little love fest that goes on in our being as we remember our connection to the Earth, to Mother Earth, the planet, and our original source of energy and vitality. Now, these roots and connection, energy connections to the planet are spreading out along a matrix, an energetic matrix that exists in the planet. This matrix is below the surface of the planet. And it's a matrix of living energy. The closest any living being might have to this is what I understand with mushrooms and fungus, that there are these incredible thousands of miles of very fine root systems that go through the layers of soil. That's almost like a very fine nervous system. And that would be the physical manifestation of this energetic matrix that exists under the crust of the planet. How are your feet feeling? Are they starting to tingle more? This is the popping, the fact that these energies are connecting with us. There's an incredible feeling of joy that we experience, and it's an incredible feeling of finally someone on the surface of the earth is connecting with this energy, and it has a place to go where it's supposed to go. It's kind of reminds me of when your children don't listen to you, or someone, you know you have this wisdom, you know you have this wonderful compassion and energy. And if someone's in it, like a teenage stage, they don't listen and they don't take it in. And then all that wisdom and energy is just dissipated. So this matrix that's underneath the earth is looking for that kind of channel. It's saying to us, you know, connect. We have the source of energy that you're looking for. We're the original vitality source for your being, for your physical body, for your nervous system, for your bones, for your blood. And if you'll allow it to course through your being and revivify your being. And with the opening of the exchange in these channels, it allows the earth to come alive. The earth gets to wake up and participate in human growth and evolution. And that's part of the earth's purpose as a being. But it can't do it without our participation. And this is not just about lip service. This is, you know, lip service that honors the planet. This is being in living exchange. Now be quiet for a minute here and let that energy fully engage you. Let it stream through your hands, through your heart, through your crown. And let it be patient with it as it moves through the dense areas of your being. It'll clear any areas that have built up heavy energies and take you into a deep healing. And we need to let the healing happen where the wisdom of the energy knows it needs to happen. And that might not be where we think it should happen. And I've spoken about this before, that we may have a symptom, but the source of the healing of that symptom is somewhere else in the energy field or the body. And so this energy helps us settle and come to peace within ourselves. It opens us to the greater light and life of our being. And it restores a natural organization, natural flows in our energy field. And at a certain point in this process, you'll feel a response from the frequencies from above, or the higher frequency energies, where the fuel from the lower frequency energies ignites a light. It's like an oil lamp, a candle, where these energies from below ignite a light in your being, and you start to feel your aura or your energy field start to radiate light and begin to feel surrounded by this beautiful, beautiful divine light. And so we greet Father Sky and the cosmic energies from above. And we feel how the feminine energies from below fuel the light of our being, awaken our higher being, and that they can't exist without each other. You can work with your higher being, but at a certain point, you'll run out of fuel if you're not accessing the earth fuel. So you need the Holy Mother, Holy Father, Earth Mother, Father Sky in harmony and in balance, supporting each other within you. And so I'll be quiet again to let these energies circulate fully in your being. And when these come into balance, we enter the heart center, the divine compassion, the kiss of the beloved awakens in our being, and the heart center becomes active and alive. And so we'll let that expand. not something that you direct with your mind, but it is happening as the natural balance and flow of the energies. And you may feel a quickening in the heart center, an expansion in the front and back energetically, a swirling of energies there, or even a higher frequency tone, or a sense of being held deeply in a beautiful container of the heart. And as we open up this dimension, we honor the four directions, east, south, west, and north, the four elements, earth, water, fire, air. And they are like points on a compass or orientation energies that help stabilize the external aura so that we can journey deeper inside, deeper within. So they're like anchors and protectors. And it'll feel like a cross going through you, side to side, front to back, to orient the energy field and stabilize it. And let's sink into this inner space within the heart center. The same way that you sink into the earth, you'll sink into this domain or space, sacred space of the heart. It's a sensation rather than a thought. It's an experience that comes through. And so we're waking up deeper healing energies within your being. And these are connecting you to the world heart. This surrounds the planet, as well as surrounding your body, and is within your body. It's the energy field. And we'll take a little journey here where you'll ask to meet your inner being, the inner heart being that exists within you. Just ask to be introduced to this being that is you. Now, this may be unfamiliar territory, and you may not recognize that you're actually in contact with this part of you. You may see scenes of your childhood. You may hear tinkling sounds or happy sounds, certain type of vibratory tones, and so we don't greet this part of our being at all with our mind. It's a total experience. So I'm trying to give you some clues. Even a sense of quickening is a more authentic experience. Even like butterfly feeling in your heart center lets you know that you're there and that you're in contact with that inner being. If you feel your aura around you, it might feel very gossamer, very light, flowing in the wind or the air, floating kind of movements. And this will begin to release a joy and elation in you that is so deep that many of us as adults have dampened that long ago and might be afraid to even let ourselves feel that again. But the reason we don't need to be afraid is because this is coming from within. It's not because we're excited about something that's happening on the outside. This is something that happens on the inside of our being, not related to events, personality, or circumstances. If we use our inner eyes, our inner senses, we may recognize a whole environment of the heart that reminds us of our fantasies from childhood. That reminds us that we are free. And that part of our original essence has to do with joy and elation. And that this joy and elation is the spark that creates life. It's where the male or masculine frequencies and the feminine frequencies meet, and the spark of life originates. And as females, the feminine constitution makeup of the body and energy field has a special place to play in this spark of life, the generating of life, on every level of existence. So as we perform ceremony, which is what we are doing right now, we are activating life, vitality, joy throughout the whole matrix of the world heart. We're helping to enliven that for the entire planet. And the response, again, just like it was from the earth and the sky, that they're so happy to co-create with us because nothing can exist without our participation in terms of igniting life. We are the bearers. We are part of the equation. We are participants in this entire process. We do not stand outside of it. And this sanctifies us, fulfills our purpose. And so, with the sanctification of our being, we reached a certain vibratory rate that completed this journey and fulfilled the purpose on a much larger scale, as well as for our individual beings. So the heart dimension has been seated and activated within you. And so we express our gratitude to the four directions that have been holding space for us. These beings, the four directions are beings. And on another level, their coordinates. We express our gratitude to the holy feminine, holy masculine, that we may be this cauldron of life, that we participate in this divine expression. And we know that we are importantly part of this. And once again, we feel the light around our being. And our feet in connection to the planet. And we come back to the physical very slowly. And gently sit with this as it integrates into your being. That something very exciting has been activated today.